Now here very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through the day of Qiyamah and the conditions of the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. That on that day, the day of Qiyamah, the fire of Jahannam, or rather the disbelievers, will be presented to the fire of Jahannam. Now what will be the condition? What would be said to them? أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. You had consumed all your good in your material life. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the disbelievers the rewards for the good deeds in this very world. If a disbeliever, for example, gave out some charity, whatever it may be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whoever does good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let his reward go to a waste. So in this world they will get it. So there in the day of Qiyamah, they will be addressed and they will be told that you have taken and consumed whatever you have consumed in this material world. وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. And you had derived benefit from the material world. Your condition on the day of Qiyamah, فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Then on this day, now you will be recompensed with the punishment of disgrace. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Because you had been arrogant on the earth without any right. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ. And because you have transgressed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has drawn a comparison between two different kind of children, two different types of humans. One wasted his life, the other invested his life in the amal and iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.